This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies. Blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech Megan Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, dealing with some stuff here off the air, and I hope I'll be able to explain exactly what that is before the end of the show today. And I kind of want to do a deep tease here, because what you're going to see probably by the end of the day today, I'm hoping, as I'm hosting double duty today, just like I was on Friday. And so, you know, there's a problem when you spend 7 hours on the air and you read 60 news headlines. And so what you're going to see, I'm hoping by the end of the day, is the difference between InfoWars and the corrupt news media. Where, and see, this is the other difference between legitimate people out there, where if you make a mistake, what's supposed to happen is they call and they demand a retraction, and then you get the opportunity to issue that retraction instead of getting sued for $3 trillion, where in those cases, we've never asked for a retraction. For the 10 years in between statements being made and us ending up in court, never once was a retraction offered or requested. Would have simply been accepted if a retraction would have been offered or requested, but no, they wanted to sue us for trillions of dollars instead, so it wasn't really about the information. So, hopefully, because I will tell you, like I said, when you're on air 7 hours a day and you've got 30 stacks of news in front of you, and sometimes you're just picking up headlines and reading it and you missay something, you might make a mistake. So somebody called and said, hey, you made a mistake on this, can you offer a retraction? And I said, I have no problem. Not only will I offer the retraction, I want you to come on air and even tell us the truth. See, that's how we operate here. But all the people that lie to you about the vaccines killing you, are they ever going to do that? I doubt it.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects of your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, hour number two of The Alex Jones Show. And I'm going to start to get into some of this political news that I have on my desk. But in the break, I was listening, had the commercials running in my ear, and I heard the bone broth commercial from Alex Jones. And you may remember a couple of years ago we had a viral bone broth commercial where an audience member went out and cut up an Alex Jones live plug into a funny video meme. And we appreciate that. It helps us sell our products. But I got to tell you something about that ad. Alex Jones talking about Ultimate Bone Broth Plus being back in stock and telling you that it's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But here's the thing. For you, the listening audience today, it's 40% off Ultimate Bone Broth Plus from InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code FREEALEX at checkout. So, yeah, the current rate is 25% off Ultimate Bone Broth Plus at InfoWarsStore.com, but if you are a listening member today, you are going to get it for 40% off with coupon code FREEALEX at checkout. So I hope you will take advantage of 40% off, 25% off, but 40% off with coupon code FREEALEX at checkout. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, the benefits of bone broth and everything else, the ingredients in Ultimate Bone Broth Plus are very well researched and well known. And I will just tell you, for me, I like to put it in my protein shakes after a workout, a little extra protein in there, not to mention all the other benefits of the bone broth and the other ingredients in Ultimate Bone Broth Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. And for you, the listening audience, 40% off with coupon code FREEALEX at checkout. All right. Let's go down into some of the, we'll start on the lighter end of this political news, and we'll get into the more serious stuff. But I want to highlight another good thing from Kevin McCarthy. And I mean, if I'm being generous, I'd say I'll give McCarthy till March to start walking the walk. I'll give McCarthy till March to start walking the walk. He's talking the talk, and as somebody who is one of his biggest naysayers during the speaker's race, I like what I've seen so far, and I'm willing to give him till March to start walking the walk. But there's no doubt he's talking the talk, and there's no doubt there's already been an attitude and approach change to the Republican Party since he's become the speaker. Remember, you had the George Santos situation, and that's one issue where, whatever you think about Santos, I think there's a lot of weirdness there, definitely, to say the least of it. But it should be up to the people of New York. They voted for him. That's their issue. And McCarthy has said that. And now we've got another instance. And I'm going to explain why this is a good thing coming from Kevin McCarthy. Here's Ilhan Omar. Now, Ilhan Omar, because of her skin color and her headdress, and that she's a woman and an immigrant and everything else, and maybe she's gay or, you know, who knows. She's been able to pull all kinds of political leverage and media leverage simply because of her skin color and her headdress. Well, McCarthy ain't playing these games. And so she's complaining about it. Here she is complaining about this on Twitter. And let's see if you catch the big tell here. Here's Ilhan Omar. Kevin McCarthy did nothing when Marjorie Taylor Greene said Muslims don't belong in our government. That's not what she said. He did nothing when Boebert said I was a terrorist. Again, out of context. He did nothing when Marjorie Taylor Greene wanted Rashida Tlaib and I kicked out of Congress unless we swore in on a Christian Bible. Oh, you don't like that. Spare me the GOP hypocrisy. Now, let me just go on with the insanity from Ilhan Omar before I tell you the good news from McCarthy here. I mean, how this woman is not sued for libel or slander, not just for the lies about Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert, but now Trump. Now she says Trump dined with Nazis. I don't remember Trump dining with Zelensky. Said Jews have to get their act together and said that to a group of Jewish leaders. Ilhan Omar, what about your comments towards Israel and the Jews? And you're going to point the finger at Trump? Hilarious. Kevin McCarthy himself accused Jewish donors of trying to buy elections. He never apologized. Ilhan, you're the anti-Semite here. She goes on. Kevin McCarthy is following a well-worn playbook. Pit minority groups against each other in order to further marginalize them. No, that's the Democrat playbook, but okay. It has been used by demagogues throughout history, and it won't work. We will continue to out-organize and out-work the hate. So a bunch of just word vomit there, a little word soup salad. Now, okay, what is the takeaway here? Do you see the bigger picture here? Let me bring it back to a statement at the beginning. Or let me read a couple statements and see if you pick up what I'm putting down. From Ilhan Omar. Kevin McCarthy did nothing when Marjorie Taylor Greene said Muslims don't belong in government. Kevin McCarthy accused Jewish donors of trying to buy elections. He never apologized. She says it again. He never apologized. He says it twice. Oh, three times, actually. Three times in this tweet, she says he never apologized. Are you starting to get it? You see, Democrats like Ilhan Omar have been used to running the Republican Party. When they complain, when they lie, when they libel, when they slander, when they twist, when they take out of context, when they accuse, that's their methodology of controlling the Republican Party. Oh, you're racist. Oh, you're xenophobic. Oh, you're homophobic. Oh, you're transphobic. And what do they get? They get Republicans to apologize. And they get Republicans to fight one another. And here's Ilhan Omar complaining about how that's not Kevin McCarthy. So I say that's a win for Kevin McCarthy. Because the Democrats aren't running him. And this has them furious. They are furious that they can't control Kevin McCarthy with the threats and the libel and the slander. You better apologize. You better kick these Republicans off committees. You better get rid of George Santos. And what does McCarthy say? Nothing. Because he doesn't have to. And he shouldn't. That's a huge win, folks. And I understand that all things considered, it's like a pebble in a room full of boulders. But it's nice to finally have some pebbles. So Kevin McCarthy has pebbles. Might not have boulders yet, but he's got some pebbles. I'll take it. I'll take Kevin McCarthy with pebbles over a Republican Speaker of the House with nothing. So, yeah, Democrats are pissed because they can't force Kevin McCarthy to apologize and they can't force Kevin McCarthy to enact Democrat Party policy or agendas, getting Republicans off committees or causing infighting in the Republican Party, making others apologize. So that's good news right there. Democrats are pissed they don't control Kevin McCarthy. Because that's what they're used to. Raphael Warnock buys $1.1 million D.C. home as allegations of church-sanctioned evictions resurface. Oh, he's, you know, this guy's honestly one of the biggest scumbags in the country. There really is something to be said about posing as a religious leader and then fleecing your congregation for millions of dollars, fleecing the people renting your units and evicting them, and then running over your wife with your car, but that's another situation. And the Democrats just love this guy. They love criminals. They truly do. And some of them are such cold hard liars now, even CNN is calling them out, like Adam Schiff. CNN's Dana Bash calls Adam Schiff out for being a liar because he said during congressional hearings that he had proof that Trump colluded with Russia. He never provided the truth. So some of the people, you had information and proof of it that Trump colluded with Russia. We reported on that for 4 years. You lied. You never gave us this. You're a liar. And so what did Schiff say? No. I do have the evidence. I do have the information. So he lied again. Maybe even CNN hosts will figure it out.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. They're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
But the situation is so serious now, there's developing and breaking news on that as I'm sitting here. So we're going to have to go back into that issue. I'm going to put it off, though, another segment or two because I do have other news to cover. But pretty shocking, disturbing stuff coming there. Meanwhile, though, third Hunter Biden email from laptop with classified information uncovered. Classified White House conference call shared with Hunter's Ukrainian business partners, and several more are coming. Yeah, it's all well known, and it's really just a matter of if anybody has the will to do a real investigation and criminal charges against the Biden crime family. Is Joe Biden above the law or not? That's the real question. And so this is a follow-up to a story the Gateway Pundit had published last night. Second Hunter Biden email from laptop with classified information uncovered. And so it's just the Bidens are so corrupt. They're foreign agents. They're illegal foreign agents. They're selling classified documents. They're selling U.S. sensitive intel and information to the highest bidder. And they are pulling out of Afghanistan for China, leaving U.S. citizens over there, leaving our allies over there stranded. It's just, it's so bad. It's so bad. In fact, you know what? Since I'm on this now, guys, pull up the story. I forget where it was. You had it on the screen earlier. Clinton, it was Clinton campaign team or whatever, says that new Biden documents will bring him down. I forget what the headline was, but the reason why this is so significant, and most other people won't recall this or see the bigger picture, but we've talked about it many times. Why would the Clinton campaign be coming out and telling you that the Biden documents are real and that it's bad enough to bring down the Biden crime family? Well, is this Hillary Clinton preparing for another presidential run? Don't necessarily count that out. But that's not what this is really about. Why would Clinton aides, be coming out and warning you that the Biden documents are so bad that it could end his chances in 2024? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the original opposition research into Joe Biden was done by the Clinton campaign. And they wrote in the New York Times in 2015 a hit piece colluding with Hillary Clinton's campaign team on opposition research into Joe Biden with a veiled threat. It wasn't the revelation, it was the threat of the revelation. Basically, Hillary Clinton's campaign threatening Joe Biden through the New York Times, saying, hey, bud, we've done the opposition research into you and your son Hunter, and we know about all your corrupt business dealings in Ukraine. And if you don't bow out of the race now so that Hillary can win, we will publish it and you will go down. Well, that was in 2015. And so there's no doubt Hillary Clinton is still bitter that the level of cheating they engaged in to get Biden into the office was tenfold what they did for her. She's extremely bitter about that to this day. So she might have a little bit of her own saltiness to get Biden out of there or expose the Biden crime family. She could be operating in good faith with the corrupt Democrat Party that's protected her for so long to help them get Biden out. But just understand, and guys, you had the story on the screen earlier. If you can't find it, it's fine. But I don't know where it was. But it was basically the Clinton campaign saying, nope, the Biden situation is so bad that it's probably going to stop him from running in 2024. Well, why would the Clintons know that? Because they did the opposition research in 2015. They knew about Joe Biden as a corrupt foreign agent years ago. Everybody knew. There it is. Ex-Clinton advisor, Biden's classified file scandal will knock him out of the race in 2024 over Sun Hunter's big Ukraine bribery scandal. Now, why would the Clinton advisors be saying that? Because they already knew it. They knew it all along. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Clinton is the one that got Ron Klain in there. And now he's out. To make the situation worse for Biden. So that's what's going on there. But now imagine, the New York Times is running this story today as if this is the big story. Trump golf courses will host three tournaments for Saudi-backed LIV Golf. And so this is the big story. Look, Donald Trump, his golf courses host a Saudi Arabian golf tournament. In fact, three of them now. My God, Donald Trump is corrupt. We've caught him. He's hosting Saudi-backed golf tournaments. We've caught him. Like, that's the big story. Like, oh, Trump, Saudi Arabia. Oh, my gosh, Trump golf tournaments. Oh, my gosh, the LIV Tour. Oh, my gosh, Trump golf courses. Like, that's the big conspiracy. That's the big corruption story. Joe Biden dealing with China. Joe Biden dealing with Albania. Joe Biden dealing with everybody else, Ukraine, you name it. Nah. Nah. Trump hosting a golf tournament? That's the one. That's the corruption. We're covering it, the New York Times. Joe Biden stealing secret documents from the White House multiple times, putting them in multiple different offices, including offices that directly deal with Chinese influence and millions of dollars coming in, and the New York Times not interested. But Trump having a golf tournament of a Saudi-backed golf league? Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is the one for them. Senator Ted Cruz says FBI should search Hunter Biden's home for classified documents. Now, what else do you think they'd find? Maybe some dead hookers? Dead last, ride in with Biden, comes in last place at 2023 Pegasus World Cup at Gulfstream Park. And it wasn't even close, actually. Yeah, naming your horse after Biden is probably setting yourself up for a loss. And then you had fake Dr. Jill Biden attending the NFC Championship game in the commissioner's box with Roger Goodell. She was put on the big screen at the Philadelphia Eagles game. And there might be a lot of Eagles fans tuned in today. I know there's one on the staff. And at risk of angering you, I will tell you that Philadelphia Eagles fans are some of the most obnoxious and intolerable sports fans on the planet. It's well known. But this one they got right. So a little bonus for you. It's like, I can't stand you, but you know what? You still booed Jill Biden. And so you got that one right. You got that one right. I don't know. Was that from when they won the Super Bowl, or is that from them celebrating the game last night? Oh, even last night they're riding? It wasn't even a Super Bowl and they're riding. I'm telling you, look, I love you. I love you, sports fans. But Philadelphia Eagles fans, you guys are seriously, there's something wrong with y'all. I don't know what they put in the water there at the link. But at least you booed Jill Biden. You booed Santa, but you booed Jill Biden. And so that gives you a gold star for me. But it doesn't even matter. Wherever Jill or Joe Biden go, they get booed. College football game, NFL football game, NASCAR, they put their picture on the image of a baseball game, they get booed. Most popular president of all time. And he's doing such great work for the economy, isn't he? Right? Well, it's amazing because the Democrats claim he's the best president for the economy, but then they claim how bad the economy is.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Do you recognize those characters on the screen? Some memes can stand the test of time. Those characters are from the original AIDS Skrillex meme that went massively viral from a Trump rally in 2016. For new audience members, you may be saying, what is he talking about? Well, for those that don't know, I used to be able to go out on the street and do man-on-the-street interviews and own the liberals, and there's all kinds of footage that you may still be able to find out there. Most of it's been totally banned. But we created a new genre, really, that day of street content of just going out and owning the libs.
Now, I'm unable to do that now due to legal situations and other threats and stuff, and I basically need a whole security team when I go out now. But the meme lives on. Age Skrillex, Carl the Cuck, and then the screaming banshee of a woman. Just look up AIDS Skrillex, and you may, or Carl the Cuck, and you may still be able to find that original video from a Trump rally in 2016 where we created a new genre here, but being used for different purposes now. We voted to raise taxes on property owners, not renters. Why did our rent go up? Only a liberal wouldn't understand the answer to that question. But there's all kinds of evidence that this is exactly how they feel. They're confused. Like Nina Turner. Now, I don't know if Nina Turner has been to the White House like so many of these other paid-for Democrat accounts on Twitter that get forced into your newsfeed. You never follow any of these people, but you constantly see their tweets. It's because it's paid-for Democrat Party propaganda that they force into your newsfeed. Now, I don't know if that's Nina Turner. It's because I haven't seen her at the White House like I have the others that literally go to the White House to get their orders. But she fits right into that category with tweets like this. People can't afford rent. People can't afford food. People can't afford the doctor. Our current economic system is unacceptable, period. Well, first of all, that's always going to be the case. So there's really nothing you can do about that phenomenon. But what's ironic is all I hear out of the White House, all I heard out of Jen Psaki, and all I hear out of Karine Jean-Pierre, and all I hear out of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden is how great the economy is. All day long, they're promoting how great Joe Biden has been for the economy. So why this? It's amazing, isn't it, how Democrats can talk out of both sides of their mouth? Democrats can have their cake and eat it too. So under Joe Biden, it's the greatest economy ever, but also under Joe Biden, it's the worst economy ever. Well, how does that make sense? Well, you have to think about it from the liberal logic. They want to be able to complain about things so that they can have the phenomenon of bigger government, supposedly, as the fix of the problems, as the way to remedy these issues, is more government. So, but they also got to tell you they're the greatest people on earth. So it's the best economy under Joe Biden, but also the economy is in real dire straits, so we need more government to fix it. And then here's the government fixing it, Joe Biden. Look, it's the greatest economy ever. And then it's the worst economy ever, we need help fixing it. So you see this? They talk out of both sides of their mouth, they have their cake and eat it too. It's just another example. But what's the reality of the situation? The reality is that Nina Turner is right. And that the American economy is devastated under Joe Biden. Now, she's a good Democrat propagandist, so she's not going to put that two and two together. They can't be fully honest. So they lie to you and they promote Joe Biden saying it's the greatest economy ever. But then they actually admit how bad the economy is, hoping they can solve that problem with more government intervention in your life. But here's the real situation. Downhill, disaster, hard times. These are actual quotes in this poll. Under Joe Biden, 71% of Americans say country is on the wrong track. But Joe Biden said it's the greatest economy ever, thanks to him. Huh. And they keep bragging about the Inflation Reduction Act that they passed, but it hasn't stopped any inflation. Hasn't helped the economy at all. Like Debbie Stabenow. This woman looks like she's been off her meds for a while. Or maybe on them. Democrats passed the Inflation Reduction Act to lower costs for American families. What's the House Republicans' plan? A 30% national sales tax. None of this is honest. None of it. But just cut through the noise of it all. And what is the signal? They tell you the economy's better than ever under Joe Biden, and then they go out and they make speeches on the floors of Congress telling you how bad the economy is. Again, I mean, how are they able to talk out of both sides of their mouth like this? Well, because they're dishonest people, one. And two, they've never been properly held accountable for their lies and disinformation because they continue to stay in power. This really, I think, sums it up, though. I think that this might be where we're at, and it gives you a good idea. Even on $100,000-plus annual salary, more Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And many people tuned in are probably understanding that exactly. And it wasn't too long ago where most of the country, if you were making $50,000 a year, you were at least comfortable knowing that you were going to be able to afford your rent and you were not going to have an empty refrigerator when you came home and you were going to be able to put gas in your car to go to work. Now that's like $100,000 is that mile marker. Now $100,000 is that mile marker of knowing you can afford your rent, you can afford the car payments, your energy bills, everything else. $50,000 isn't enough. You make $50,000, you might be looking at getting another job now. That's the Joe Biden economy, which he says is doing great, by the way. So Democrats tell you the Joe Biden economy is doing great, and then Democrats tell you how bad the economy is because you need to be making more than $100,000 a year just to afford to live. Which Democrat opinion should we trust? The correct answer is none of them. It's the perfect storm. More Americans can't afford their car payments than during the peak of the financial crisis. For over a year, we have been dutifully tracking several key data sets within the auto sector to find the critical inflection point in this perhaps most leading of the economic indicators, which will presage not only a crushing auto loan crisis, but also signal the arrival of a full-blown recession. It's going to be a depression. I've been saying it. One which even the NBER won't be able to ignore as the U.S. consumers are once again tapped out. A month ago, we said that in our view. The moment has now arrived. The latest data from Fitch confirms as much. Now, folks, you have to understand, it's not just the car payments. It's just with car payments, that's usually the first thing people stop paying because you get your car repossessed, whatever. It's not the worst thing you're going to deal with. People will make their house payments. They'll make their mortgage payments first. They'll try to pay off other debts first. But there's metrics here, like people are behind in rent at record levels. People are behind in mortgages at record levels, not seen since Obama got elected. And now people are behind in car payments, not seen since Obama got elected. So we haven't seen an economic disaster since the last time a Democrat got elected. Now we're seeing it again. Still can't figure out what's wrong, though, huh? Of course, it's not just the Democrat Party. Let's be perfectly fair. There's many other issues here. Banks brace for more consumers to fall behind on their loans. Wall Street Journal. Stocks are poised to hit new lows this year, investors say. Renewable power projects slow in the United States over high costs and community opposition. Oh, I love this one. I love this one. This story shows you how liberal Democrats quite literally lack the ability of, what should we call it, second-tier thinking, multidimensional thinking. They can't think any moves ahead. All they can see is one move ahead. Oh, I saw plastic waste in the ocean. We need to save the planet. Oh, I saw a report on the CO2 emissions killing the planet. We need to stop driving cars. We need to stop natural gas. But what does that really mean? We need to fund the police. Let's get into what that all really means on the other side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You should not only never take Liberal Democrat Party policy seriously, but you should also be extremely skeptical of whatever it is they are promoting. And I've got a couple different examples of this today. Here's the headline from the Zero Hedge article, which is just, I think, a republish of the Epoch Times. Renewable power projects slow in the U.S. over high costs and community opposition. And this isn't just the high cost of your energy bills doubling and tripling. This is the high cost of actually getting the quote-unquote renewable or green energies, which, of course, then leads to the high cost of everything else. So there's two examples of leftist Liberal Democrat policy that will destroy us that they can't really think further down the line. And, you know, maybe I should get into this. We've got an in-studio guest coming up next hour, Leanne McAdoo. And there's something here, folks. There really is something here to draw back from the politics for a second and get into the psychology of it. There really is something, again, just try to not think politics for a second. There are certain people whose brains and minds, we all don't work the same. And we're learning more about this, are the visual aspects of our minds, the cognitive aspects of our minds,
the retentive aspects of our minds. And we're learning, we're starting to learn more and more that not just do people perhaps look different, but our brains act different. Our minds are not the same. Two people's minds do not act the same. And we got more and more studies suggesting such. And this, to me, is the perfect example. Now, any thinking person, anybody who can think or see more than one move ahead, like in a game of chess, understands this. But if you can't think or see one move ahead, which some people just can't, folks, their brain is just not wired that way, or they just have a dumb brain. All jokes aside, but I mean, it's kind of serious. Maybe it's a joke, maybe it's serious, but it seems like liberals are the ones that their brains don't work well. So if you're playing a game of chess and you can't see, hell, even a game of checkers, and you can't see more than one move ahead, you're going to lose. If you can't see more than one move ahead in a game of chess or a game of checkers, you're never going to win. And you're going to constantly be confused saying, why can't I win? Oh, oops, I just got set up for a triple jump. Oh, oops, I just got set up. Now I've been put in checkmate. Because they literally cannot see two moves ahead. They literally do not have the brain function to see more than two moves ahead. And it does require some high IQ. It does require some high intelligence to a certain level to be able to see something in the future, to be able to see something that doesn't exist in front of you. So there is, I mean, you are superhuman. So, but there is something special there. There is something that is an ability. Now, you start getting 3, 4, 5 moves ahead. Now you're talking serious high IQs, serious high intelligence levels. But we're talking about liberals, leftists, and Democrats who literally can't even see one move ahead. Not one. Not one. Now, why am I emphasizing this? Because now let's apply it to politics. And let's show two examples of this. Let's start with climate change and the carbon neutral agenda. Now, Bill Gates and the rest of them, they are smart. They know the whole thing is a fraud. They're using it to enslave, maim, and destroy and conquer humanity. The average liberal, whose brain doesn't work very well, they literally can't see one move ahead. The average Democrat that supports these kind of policies can't see one move ahead. That's why they're stunned. Oh, why is my electricity bill going up? Why is the price at the pump going up? Why is my gas bill going up? Why are my grocery bills going up? It's like, how did I get in checkmate? How did I get jumped in checkers? Well, you can't see one move ahead. You didn't know when you moved your checkers piece forward that that guy was going to jump you? You didn't know when you moved your pawn forward that the bishop was going to move you into checkmate? You couldn't see that? No, they couldn't see that. You couldn't see when you shut off U.S. gas pipelines, gas prices would go up. You couldn't see when you shut off coal that energy prices would go up. You couldn't see that by eliminating this access to clean, cheap energy, your energy bills and the cost of living would go up. You couldn't see that? No, they literally can't. Their brain doesn't work like yours. It's not a very good brain. So, they're stunned. They're just stunned. Oh, you have to get a new car battery, $15,000. What? You mean my car battery isn't going to last forever? And then, oh, you crunch the numbers, the electric car. Oh, you're saving money on gas. Oops, buy that second electric car battery. You've just nullified every dollar you thought you saved. So unless you want to buy a new electric vehicle every 5 to 10 years, you're not saving any money on gas. But it's the same thing. They think, oh, this is just sounds great. This looks great. Let's stop coal. Let's stop gas. Hey, what happened? My gas at the pump price went up. Hey, what happened? My electricity bill went up. Hey, what happened? My grocery bill went up. How did this happen? I have no idea. Hey, I moved my pawn and opened up my king. How did I get into checkmate? Hey, I moved my chess piece forward on the board. I got double jumped and kinged. How did this happen? They literally cannot see one move ahead. Let alone 2, 3, 4, 5, like super intelligent people might be able to see. They can't see one And that's why they support this crap that they don't understand. Renewable power projects slow in the United States over high costs and community opposition. Yeah, pretty quickly when they're paying, price at the pump is back up, by the way, today as well. Why $4 per gallon gas may return soon. It's already up here in Texas. It's up nationwide. Why did my gas prices go up? All I did was shut down gas. All I did was shut down the pipelines. Why did my gas prices go up? I don't get it. Oh, you must be a liberal. They do not get it. They cannot think a move ahead. Here's another one. Defund the police. They can't think these things out to the conclusion, folks. That's the problem. This is a, call it a mental illness or just some people's brains are built differently. They cannot work things out to a logical conclusion. They can't crunch the numbers. They literally can't even see it in their mind's eye. They might not even be able to have a visual mind. We're actually learning now in studies, some people do not have a visual mind. Some people they can't even think. But I'm not trying to get off on all these new psychological studies that are coming out. I'm just telling you what's out there. We're learning more and more about the human brain. Most of it's still a mystery. But some people literally cannot see things in their mind. They cannot think more than one move ahead. They literally cannot do it. Now, maybe there's some brain damage there, or it's the fluoride, and maybe they can train their brain and help it and grow it. But as it stands, they can't. Liberals can't. And it is liberals. Here's another one. And we're seeing this all over last week and this weekend. We have to defund the police. We have to abolish the police. We have to get rid of the police. You clearly haven't reached the conclusion to that process, have you? How does that go? Either two things happen when you abolish the police. One, you have a lawless society, or essentially anarchy. Now, I'm not really an anarchist, but I'm all for limited government, and you know what is funny about that? I'm the one that gets politically persecuted. I'm the one that gets arrested for my politics. You want to defund the police? Fine! I'll finally be free! How are you leftists and liberals and Democrats going to arrest Owen Schroyer? How are you leftists and liberals and Democrats going to charge and arrest Owen Schroyer when he does stuff you don't like without police? I guess you haven't thought of that one, have you? Oh, I guess Owen Schroyer is just supposed to walk into his jail cell and just cuff himself and then just die in there. I guess that's what they expect. No, you abolish the police, you're asking for either a lawless society or a militarization of the streets. That's the only two paths abolishing the police go. And I don't think they realize the fine, thin blue line that holds civilization and society together, which is the police. Now, see, the globalists understand this. The globalists understand this. The Democrats don't. Their brains don't work well. The globalists do. That's why they want to abolish the police, to see America go into chaos. But so these are two examples of how the left pushes for policies and agendas that they themselves don't understand and that they themselves literally cannot think out to their logical conclusion. So go ahead, abolish the police. How are you going to arrest your political dissidents? How are you going to enforce your vaccine mandates and everything else you love so much?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.